You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
Now back with us to talk a little bit about the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game, maybe a little Patriots as well, is our good friend Tony Collins. Tony, how are you tonight, my friend?
Hi, Tony. Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Oh, we're doing really good. And Tony, just for you, my friend, we got a little surprise for you. We got our good friend Angelo Kane. Also
oh
on the line.
Not Angelo. Not
what's
him,
happening,
not
fellas? Hey, Bob. Hey, Chris. Hey, what's up, Tony?
What's up, Angelo?
So I understand there's going to be a little golf played between the two of you. So, Tony, if I were you and knowing Angelo, I think you got to ask for two aside. I think he needs to give you two aside, my friend.
Wait a minute. I'm giving him some, or is he giving me some? Patriots always
I think you got to give two. I think he's got to give you
Wait
two aside, Tone. I'm telling you. He's a sandbagger,
no.
So you got to watch out. But, I think he's been working on his game.
We're keeping this NFL rules, man. Patriots always give the Bills points.
We're going to probably play. Hey. We're going to probably play some skins, man. I'm going to have to tell you about how many skins I win from him next week.
That's right. We got to hear the post round report. It's got to happen to see how much money actually changed heads.
This is almost like a Super Bowl for me, man. I'm so excited.
Right? Me too. This has been a long time coming, Tony. We've been talking about this for what? How many years now? 10 years already?
That's right. That's right.
It's your head.
I'd be hitting the range if I were you, Tone. Hit the range.
He's a sandbagger,
right,
huh?
So, you got to watch out. And you also got to watch out for the hidden ball trick because, the ball will be looking in the trees and the next thing you know, he finds it in the middle of the fairway.
He always finds
keep your
ball balls,
on
huh?
That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
yes, right.
Come on.
Keep
I'm
your
gonna be checking
him.
Tony's equipment for legal stuff there and illegal stuff. We know how that runs in Patriot world.
Yeah, well, you got a point there, Ange.
Yeah.
Hey, so I want to get both of your ideas. Tony, I want to start with you. Now, before we talk about, our picks and all of that sort of thing, and we're going to save our Super Bowl pick for next week. But, Tone, there's a lot of rumors with your Patriots flying around, guys being courted by this team and that, including your boy Tom Brady. So what's your thought? How many of these guys, come back next year? And is Brady – are you sure Brady's going to be in a Patriot uniform next year?
Well, nothing's for sure about anything. But, I really believe the way it ended for him with the last throw was an interception of a six pick. I really feel that he's gonna do all he can to come back with New England. I think they can work something out. But I think the biggest thing that's gonna make him come back is that we get some receivers in here where that he'll get an opportunity to throw the ball to some good receivers, and he got to get the offensive line. I mean, you got to admit now Brady's not the Brady that he was 3 or 4 years ago. And he needs those receivers. He needs a good offensive line. He's got great running back, but he just needs some receivers. I think he's going to come back for one more year for the Patriots.
So, Ange, you and I were having this conversation sort of off, obviously offline here, but when you look at a Tom Brady and all the years, was it Brady or Belichick? Who was it? That, was sort of the mastermind. Could Belichick be good without Brady? And, we saw the 1 year with Matt Castle. But could Brady be wanting an opportunity to show how much of it was him?
That's what I think. I mean, they both have done, obviously, tremendously together. But I have to believe on both their sides, there's that little bit that just wants to prove that it wasn't all just because of the other guy. I mean, that's just my thoughts on it, though. And I want to see it as a fan. I want to see it. I want to see how they both do without each other.
Bob, what do you think? Could we see a situation here where Brady does what Montana did? I mean, sort of, it's a little bit different where Montana was more or less forced out in favor of Steve Young. But could we see Montana to Kansas City the last few years where Brady goes somewhere? And if he did, where do you think he could wind up?
It's possible, Chris. As we talked about earlier in the show, I don't think it would be a Miami South type thing, because it's not a win now. I mean, if Brady, think of, as Tony said, he's probably, he says he wants to play till he's 48, whatever he says. I mean, he can't do that. He's got maybe another year or two. He's got to go to a place where it's win now. And like Tony said, he's going to go to a place, whether he stays here or not, they have the receivers. If New England shows him an Amari Cooper and somebody else, he probably makes it work and comes back here. But if something is homemade and he can go somewhere where he has some great receivers, he might make the move, but I think Tony hit it right. He's not the quarterback he was. He's got to go where there are some good receivers. He can make it happen with good receivers. With the same type of New England team again next year, he would not win.
So, Tone, let's talk conspiracy theory, right? NFL, we were talking to Burt Grossman a minute ago, former San Diego Charger, with the Chargers in L.A., and now with the big stadium that needs to open, and the fact that the Chargers don't have much of a draw, right? We saw every game they played in that little soccer stadium was like an away game. Everybody there was rooting for the opposing team. Could they be whispering in Tom Brady's ear and in the Chargers' ear, like, look, we need a Tom Brady to come quarterback the Chargers. And Phillip Rivers is a free agent. Could they be whispering in both of their ears, like, hey, we need this to happen. Go play for the Chargers.
It's just like Bob said, it's gotta be a perfect fit for Brady to leave New England. For him to go out to San Diego. I personally really don't want to see Brady in another uniform. That's just me personally. But it could happen. But it has to be almost the perfect situation for him. Where he has the receivers, he has the line, he has a good pair of running backs, and I think he can have that all right there in New England if they make a move and get some receivers in there. I'm thinking that there's no way that Tom Brady will be in a San Diego Chargers uniform next year. I just can't see that happening. I really feel almost 85% right now that if he'll come back to New England, I really feel that way.
So, Ange, if there is a perfect situation that could fit Tom Brady in, that they've got all the other pieces. They've got the running back. They've got a wide receiver or two. Where is an ideal situation for Brady to end up? Where would you want to see it happen?
Well, Buffalo Bills.
If you look at you said, all right, so you're looking at a team that's got some receivers, right? That's got a bit of a running game, has some defense, maybe on the cusp of playoffs. There's only one team that I see that fits that perfectly. Your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
they look from your lips to God's ears, right? I mean, I will tell you, in the recesses of my mind, way in the back there, when they unwrapped the bandages off of Ben Roethlisberger's elbow, and if he makes a couple of throws, and at the end of those couple of throws, it's like, oh, I don't know, that hurt.
Yep.
Right?
Would I be
all on board for someone needs to get Tom Brady on the phone? Heck yeah. Absolutely. Hey, Tom, you want to go back and stick it to Belichick? You really want to stick it to him? You want an opportunity to win a seventh one that he won't get? Come to Pittsburgh. Right?
That would sort of be
the ultimate. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, the ultimate stick it to the Patriots. Where else can you do that unless you're going to go in division with a Miami or a Buffalo? The other place to go is Pittsburgh. So absolutely, I would love to see that happen.
I want to see you in a Brady Pittsburgh Steelers jersey.
Dude,
that's what I want to see happen.
I'm telling you, that news would no sooner hit the wires, I would be on Steelers.com. Get me a My Brady jersey.
Oh, you're pathetic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get Terry Bradshaw on the phone. Let Brady have 12 for a year or two. Get me the jersey. Darn right.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That would happen. Right, so,
incredible.
Fellas, let's move on. Let's talk. Tony, we got to clean up business, right, for our prognostication.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to tell you, Bob wins the title back. Bob has come back and taken his title from you. You put your faith in Aaron Rodgers and the Packers last week, which, you know, and no matter how I did it, you know, I double or nothing or whatever, because, you know, we missed a week, you know, on the games. You know, both Bob and I got it right last week. We had the Chiefs and the 49ers. You went out and went the other way with the Packers. So no way we can circumvent the fact that Bob has reclaimed the throne. So congrats to you, Bob.
I appreciate it.
Bob, Bobby.
Bob is the man. You are the man, Bob.
Well,
you
Tony, I mean,
there's,
you know,
no question.
I it's not easy having you on my tail constantly, so I feel a little relieved there.
Hey, Bob, so, I'm coming back at you next year. I'm coming back at you next year.
Oh,
man.
I can feel it already.
I want the title back, baby. I want the title back, baby.
So... So, Tone, and, you know, one of the things Bob and I were talking about at the top of the show is we sort of had a resurgence of 1970s football here, at least for a couple of weeks, right? We had with the
right.
Titans win over the Ravens, right? You know, Tannehill threw for 88 yards, Derrick Henry rushed for 195. Last week we had Jimmy G taking out the Packers, only threw for 77 yards. Mostert, you know, runs for, you know, 220 and four touchdowns. So we've had a little bit of that return to the 70s football, where run the football, play good defense. Is, you know, Tone, this is supposed to be a passing league, right? Everyone, you know, is supposed to be scoring, you know, 50 points and all of those sorts of things, but that didn't work out in those games. And we saw that, hey, those two old school things can still win football games. What's your thought on that?
I mean, I think it's always been like that for me, man. If you have a great rushing attack, and you have a good defense, most likely, man, you're going to win more games than you lose. And, you know, with the 49ers and where they're playing, I think they're playing some great ball. They got a great defense. They got a great pass rush. And, you know, the rushing game is just incredible. But, you know, the Titans had a great rushing game, too. Had one of the best running backs that I saw. But there's this guy on Kansas City's defense. His last name is Jones, and he wears number 95. He's going to shut all that stuff down for the 49ers. This guy, I watched him last week. He's a beast. I mean, an absolute beast. He's about probably like 6'7", about 290, and can move. The guy is just awesome, man. I watched how he controlled the line of scrimmage against the Titans. And I think if they can control the line of scrimmage against the Titans, they can do the same thing against the 49ers as well. But, defenses, like you said, defenses win games, and we're having a great rushing attack. Always put you out on top. But I'm going to tell you, man, and I'm not making a prediction right now, but you're going to have to score a whole lot of points to beat Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you think? How do you feel about this sort of back to the future football?
Oh, I love it. I mean, you grow up watching that kind of game. And, you know, now that we have the all air it out, league, it's exciting and all that, but I miss seeing the running backs. I miss seeing the defense. And, but even with all the changes that have happened in the league, you can still win with a running game and you can still win with the defense. And what those two things do is add one more thing to the equation. And that is taking time off the clock for the powerful offenses like the Chiefs. So. It's an advantage all the way around.
Yeah, and to that point, Bob, you know, I mean, I think when you look at the Chiefs and what they were able to do to Derrick Henry, and sort of to Tony's point, is that the key, you know, for the Chiefs again this following week? I mean, do you go in with a strategy that says we're not going to let them run the ball all over us? We're going to make Jimmy G have to beat us, and we don't think he can. So let's stack the box with eight guys there, and then we'll take our chances covering the guys, you know, the wideouts one-on-one.
why I totally think that probably going into the game, Chris, they're probably saying, yeah, well, let's hold Mostert and Tevin Coleman probably under 120 yards, and we should be good. I mean, what they did to Henry was amazing. I mean, the way he was running, I didn't think he could be stopped, and I didn't think there's any way he would be held under 100. Just 69 yards is just an amazing thing, but I just think the 49ers are going to have a lot of trouble with the Chiefs' wideout speed. So that would be, if I'm a 49er fan, I'd be very concerned about that. That'd be my main concern. But if they can hold the Garoppolo, I mean, he's going to have to throw for a lot more than 77 yards. It's amazing to me that the 49ers ownership, think about this, guys. If he throws for 77 yards and they win, it's fine. But if he throws for maybe 277 and they lose, they probably overpay him. That's the way football is these days.
Right.
Exactly right, Bob. And before we let you go, you know, I don't know if we'll get the privilege of having you as part of the show next week, but who's your Super Bowl pick? And we're going to wait to ours until next week. But if we don't catch up with you then, who do you like?
Oh, man, such a tough matchup, because on the surface, you look at it and all you think is Kansas City offense against the 49er defense. But if you look at all the stats, they're very equally matched up. In fact, one stat that I saw that kind of blew my mind is that the 49ers actually outscored the Chiefs on the season, which I can't even believe that. But I'm going to go with what I just go back to my point earlier. 49ers have the running game. They have the defense. And I just think that in the end, that is still going to prevail, even in this new age of all offense football.
All right. 49ers fans. Tone, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you do to help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. We're looking forward this year sending about maybe 6 or 7 kids up to college with a scholarship. That's our goal.
That's awesome stuff, Tone. And Tone, thanks for being a part of the show this week. And
thanks,
we'll see how your picks do, and good luck out on the golf course. Again, Tony, keep your eye on his pockets, because the ball is going to come out at some point in the middle of the fairway. Keep your eyes on it.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the heads up, man. I will definitely be looking out.
Absolutely, Tony.
Man.
I'm going to get you, my friend.
Brutal. I got no friends.
Take care, guys.
Take care, guys.
That's the great Tony Collins and Angelo Kane. We've got our next guest, Keith Millard, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Keith on the other side of this real quick station break.